Years ago, my brother and I heatedly debated what our forefathers would think of today's America. We easily cited many changes in industry and technology that would mesmerize them. Recently reflecting on that debate, I recalled an event from one of the Patriot camps we had attended. As we were leaving, an impersonator of Paul Revere pointed at our car and asked, "How does this iron horse work?" It was so thought-provoking. What would the forefathers think if they could be here today? I studied their debates and arguments to get a clear picture of what they thought America should and should not be. With their ideas clearly defined, the question, "Is America today our forefathers' vision?" should be easy to answer, right? Wrong. It's very nearly a trick question. It depends on which forefather you ask. They didn't have the same vision. Our history reveals a tapestry of different visions, threaded with the colors of freedom and justice, along with the contrast of dispute. To be sure, our forefathers shared the same ideals, but they are radically divided in their visions of how to secure them. By 1787, they knew the Articles of Confederation weren't going to get the job done. They needed something to bind together the ideals they shared, something more than a league of friendship. The Constitutional Convention addressed problems of commerce, revenue, and foreign relations, but the real trouble was within the assembly room, radically opposing visions. The New Jersey Plan proposed mere revisions, but the Virginia Plan advocated nearly complete silencing of state voices. Pennsylvania's Governor Morris aimed for a supreme power, while Hugh Williamson of North Carolina envisioned America having an actual king. It's a good thing they met in secret to discuss those ideas. As if it wasn't enough to labor in sweltering summer heat, they faced a daunting choice. Risk heat stroke from closed windows or a possible mob execution from leaving them open. In direct contrast to closed windows, today's Congress conducts much of its business with cameras rolling. They show Americans of today also have different visions. How often have you heard a politician warn, "Raise taxes to balance the budget," only to hear another warn, "Raising taxes will slow the economy"? You can quickly divide almost any room with this topic. Some say tax the rich. Some say tax businesses. But good luck finding someone who says, "Tax me." Many polarized visions are dividing today's America. Who's right? Who's wrong? Are you sure? Our forefathers resolved the dilemma of their opposing visions. Delegates from Connecticut presented a formula for a kind of glue to bind the American ideals together. It was a mixture of empathy, respect, and compromise. Empathy for the people, respect for the various ideas, and compromise to join them together. The result, the resolution, was the U.S. Constitution. Of course, those delegates effectively had only two choices. They could take up arms to fight for their individual vision, risking mutual destruction, or they could secure mutual preservation with compromise. Thankfully, they chose the road less traveled and formed our more perfect union. Not perfect, but more perfect. Winston Churchill once said, "Americans will always do the right thing, after trying everything else." Some think that's an insult, but it isn't. It's an observation that we keep trying to be more perfect. Henry Ford kept trying to improve that iron horse, paving the way for today's more perfect cars. The M3 tanks paved the way for Bradleys and Strykers. Two-stage rockets paved the way for reusable booster rockets by SpaceX. Just as Churchill had observed, we Americans keep striving to do better, knowing that our errors of yesterday spur the innovations of tomorrow. Today, I am well armed to win that debate with my brother. America today is the vision of some of our forefathers, but not all. I'm sure some would approve of how we weave together different visions. Some would be appalled by our shortcomings, but most would be amazed the system has survived without another Revolutionary War. None of them would be surprised that it remains a struggle to stay glued together, or that some don't respect the ideas of others. Our forefathers are the architects who built unity from diverse visions. It is up to the members of Congress today to do the same. Empathize with the people, respect their ideas, and bring differing visions together to keep the United States of America united.